Hello, everybody.
Hey, guys. Welcome to this week's live version of the Good Work Show.
And if we are doing this right, we're live on Facebook. If we're not doing this right, it's a regular episode. Oh, well.
We just never assume that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing at the right time. So we're just going to hope that this is what's happening. And
if anybody is out there watching us right now live on Facebook, send us a text or like it or something.
Yeah, because generally everybody that watches us on Facebook probably has one of our phone numbers.
That is true. It's a select few.
Exactly. So shoot us a note. So this is like one of those times that it would perfectly make sense, because it is live, that I can express how monumentally exhausted I am today.
Yes. Yeah, there's the monkey cup. What's in the cup?
Coffee.
Oh, I see yellow. I can't see.
Well, I can't tip it far enough, because that would be a whole different kind of live video. That would probably end very soon, because I would have dumped coffee all over my computer.
Yeah. It's been a long day already. I had a prop. I don't. Where is it at?
I don't know, but you can't get up and go look for it because we're live.
Look, I know. I really want it.
I know. Mine is the same thing that I have had before, but we both got up very early this morning to do our civic duty and vote.
Yes, that's what I want. I had my vote sticker.
I know. And I had mine because the last time I voted, I put it on my Clorox wipes. So now I have two I voted peaches on my, because now I voted twice during the COVID times. Yeah. But in order to try to do it as socially distant as possible, I was literally the first and only person in line when the polls opened this morning.
Oh. And I was probably like, and there weren't that many people. I think I got there at 8:30 and it opened at 8:00. So it was long. The line, well, there was one guy in front of me outside, but we were standing 6 feet apart. So everybody was, they were very socially distant. They asked me if I wanted hand sanitizer or a glove or both. They had masks in there. I already had mine on. And then they gave you a stylus to use. And they had their sneeze guard. Yeah. It was very safe to vote. So if you've not voted yet, please, please do make sure that you vote. If you're not doing absentee, which a lot of people are, there's high numbers of absentee ballots going out this time. But if you're planning to go to the polls, it was easy enough this morning and safe.
Very safe. I mean, my voting place, same thing. I was the only person there, so it was really distant. I think one other gentleman came in after I did, but yes, there's a stylus, and quite honestly, I brought my own. So I've taken to carrying around a stylus with me now, because I use it on credit card machines and that kind of stuff. But I had my own stylus, so you don't actually have to touch the machines. But again, you know, you go through the whole process, everybody's wearing gloves, everybody's got on a mask, you get your stuff, you put your card in the machine, you get your ballot. You don't have to touch anything to submit your paper ballot. You just slide it into the machine. Mm-hmm. You don't have to touch anything there.
And you then you have to touch the sticker if they give you the sticker. But the lady gets tag gloves on when she gave me the sticker. So
well, at my precinct, they had the stickers laid out on a table. So nobody actually handed it. You just grab and go. And then they had a sanitizer pump on the table with the stickers on the way out the door. So it was seriously easy. Mm-hmm. It was really easy. I felt safer going in there than most other places, because it was just so, you could tell there was a lot of attention being paid to the detail of keeping people safe. So like Elaine said, if you haven't filled out your absentee ballot request, which I don't think you can anymore.
No, I think you had the request date for that has passed, I believe, but you should still definitely
take advantage. Make of the early voting.
Yeah. And then June 9th is election day, I think.
That seems right.
Yes.
But as anyone who listens
to the dates show, have changed this time. So it's not like it's, you know, you have the date ingrained in your mind mm-hmm. when it's supposed to be. And then everything changed because of the coronavirus and COVID-19. Well, coronavirus is
also known as the artist also known as.
Right.
Anyone who watches this show knows to double check anything that we say. If
it that is true. Fact check it.
So, you know, speaking of dates, we do have a grand opening next week for a new store.
That's right. Yes, it's going to be on June
4th.
4th.
That is actually is the right date.
That is the right date, yes. Alabama Road store is coming. It's in Roswell, not Cherokee County, because up until yesterday, I thought it was in Cherokee County. It's not. So Trinity.
And it's Alabama Road. Yeah, so it's 4905 Alabama Road. Do not go to Old Alabama Road.
Oh,
that would be at somebody's
house. Now, is that in Cherokee County?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know where I don't know where I got that information from.
I'm just really glad I told you, because you just would have been going.
I would have gone
really far out of your way for no reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 4905 Alabama Road in Roswell. We open at 10.
Mm-hmm.
So come check us out. As you all may have heard us talk about this store pre-corona. We had to postpone, yeah, because we had already started the promotion for it, and we had to postpone the grand opening. So we're ready to open it up and have folks from that community join us and come donate, come shop, support our mission. So that's happening next week. Then the week after that, we're going to open our other location in Northridge in Sandy Springs. I don't know that address off the top of my head, but it's right on the corner of Northridge and Roswell Road. Okay.
If you've been to a Goodwill grand opening before, you know, we usually have a big ribbon cutting ceremony and a lot of hoopla and all of that. This is definitely not the time to do all of that, because we still want people to be safe. So we're going to open safely, which means we will open our doors, we'll still meter, we will still have all of our safety procedures in place, but we do want people to, if they'd like to come out and shop and donate, those two locations will be open, and you'll have 67 stores in North Georgia where you can come and visit us and shop. And then we'll be there with all of our safety gear on, but we won't be doing the big celebration, but it'll be celebratory. We just won't have a celebration. So, but we want everybody to stay safe. It's safe. Yes. It's safety first, always. And that's our main thing above everything else, is safety. So.
Yeah. And Elaine has a good term that she uses, pack your patience. So if you've been to our grand openings before, you've seen the lines outside, so just keep in mind, we are still metering the number of people in the store. We're still going to try to maintain that 6 feet, and even for the folks in line. So just make sure that you understand that this, you know, we won't be able to do the open the door and have everybody rush in like we usually are able to do. It's going to be a little different, but the treasures are still there for you to find, and it'll be an exciting time. It'll just be different, like just about everything else that we do these days. So,
yeah, my mom's calling. I had to actually do that really fast because my phone is, I have multiple devices on my so we were supposed to do our reverse Room Raider, but anyway,
I'm not doing that today.
No, we're not gonna do it today, but I have multiple devices on my desk, and one of them is my phone is connected to my, you know, my iMac, but my phone will ring on it, so I had to get it really fast, because otherwise you would hear that ringing, and then you know my house phone is gonna ring.
Oh, I know. Somebody will call you about something really random.
It's going to be a robocall for a candidate. It's going to happen.
Already voted.
Yeah.
Already voted and hang up.
I know. I still have a house phone, people. I don't use it. It's just here because, you know what? It's tied to a lot of my loyalty cards. That is literally the only reason I have a house number is because it's my Kroger Plus card is, you know, that number. It's like, I don't even know how many loyalty cards are on that number. And I feel like if I give it up, somebody else might get it, and they get all my like CVS books or something. I'd just be sad.
That That would be sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is actually kind of fun. We'll see what the response is like from our Facebook Live to see if this is something
that we're going to have some response.
I don't know. Somebody out there, maybe somebody out there in the world will respond and say, hey, this was kind of fun. We are going to start lining up some guests to be joining us in the next couple of weeks. If things are starting to reopen and we're kind of settling into a new normal and things may look a little bit different, we are going to, we have some interesting folks that we've been talking to and excited to bring them onto the show to kind of share their experiences, what it's been like for the last couple of months, what'll be coming up for them in the nonprofit space, in the health and medical space, or some of the folks that are on the front line of what's going on with the coronavirus. And then as we're starting to see some of these other issues start to bubble up, it's kind of interesting. You know, we've been so consumed in the news for the last 2 months, two and a half months about coronavirus. So it's actually kind of startling to turn on the news these days and see stories other than that. So a couple of days ago, it was the rocket ship that I guess will go off on Saturday. And now we have the situations happening in Minnesota and in Kentucky. So I think, you know, there's a lot of people in our community, in the nonprofit space who are working on these issues. So I think it'll be important that we'll try to seek out some of those voices and talk to them and, you know, stuff that is happening right here in our state and, you know, not to even forget about that. So I think it's a good time. I think as we're starting to open up again and we have a little bit more bandwidth to talk about things other than coronavirus, which of course we can't forget about, but also make sure that some of these other things that are happening in the world around us are not going unseen and undiscussed, and we're not getting consumed by them. We also have an election coming up, and we had on, it might've been 2 years now. It's hard to remember, an organization that was helping folks make sure that they had all the right documentation that they needed in order to register to vote. So we'll reinvigorate some of those issues and topics as well to make sure that the show is continues to be timely and we are talking about the things that everybody's talking about, but also looking at people who are working in these spaces and offering solutions to our community to make our community better and safer and vibrant.
That's what I got to say about that. You said all the stuff. What was I going to say?
I don't know. I mean,
you kept going, so I didn't have anything else to say.
Well, you know, I said it all today. I told you I'm tired. So one of two things happens when I'm tired. Either I'm really lucid or I'm completely insane. So I guess that was one of those moments that, you know, it all just came together. I may not be good for anything else for the rest of the day.
Okay, well, there is that. But so thanks for joining us on this week's live edition of the Good Work Show. Really just testing out to see whether this was going to work. And we think it did. So hopefully you did that. But, you know, for what it's worth, it's a tough time for a lot of us right now and for a variety of reasons. But no matter who you are, what you look like, what you believe, how you vote, you know, who you have in your family, how much money you have in the bank, you can't be not affected by what's going on in the world. Whether you are sad, angry, mad, confused, baffled, numb, or all of the above at some point or another, just know that you aren't alone. There are a lot of people feeling a lot of things. There are a lot of people feeling nothing because they don't know what to feel. And, you know, all of those things are okay, but what's not okay is not acting in some way. Everybody can do something. So we encourage you to whatever you can do, wherever your station is in life, whatever you have ability to do, do that. You also have a voice to be able to use that and use whatever platform you have. So just we'll leave that right there, not to get too political on either side or whatever the issue is, but everybody has a voice and everybody has the ability to do something. So whatever it is and whatever is on your heart to do, we encourage you to do that. But at all costs, make sure you're staying safe. Make sure you're staying safe. Yep.
Stay safe out there, guys. We will see you here next week sometime. And we hope that you enjoyed this first live edition of the Good Work Show. Hopefully it won't be our last. You know, we haven't gotten the boot from Facebook yet. Still there. So, have a great weekend, everybody. Stay safe out there, and we'll see you soon.